Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yes. Good day, everybody. And welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. Special guest in the house, the closer, Chris Ventura.
Am I on?
Yes. Yeah, you're on. Yeah, sounds good, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for running up
here,
man.
It's good to
see you. This is Venture Week. We're calling it Venture Week here at FST. The rest of the week, I'll probably be downstairs switching. Mm-hmm. Venture's going to be up here talking.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Sounds like fun.
Follow him at TheAnalyst15.
On Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, pretty much.
Pinterest?
Not really. I don't think I use Pinterest. My girlfriend does, though.
And your archenemy? We call him Nemesis?
The Beast,
Jake Seeley. What's up, Jakey?
What's going on?
The usual. What's going on with you?
Same old. Usual.
Right. Way to get all fired up, Jake. Jake versus Ventura all day today.
He's not going to feud with that.
I got some name that players. You two are going to go head to head. Greg might be joining us. I think he will be eventually.
Mm-hmm. What, Matt?
What? No, Matt today. Matt's off today. I think.
Yeah, because usually.
Or he's late.
He's usually here very early.
Yeah, he usually strolls in the control room. He's got his Starbucks.
Hangs out.
He's having a good time. So here's how I broke up today's show. I got the big seven. Mm-hmm. Just seven things that I wanted to talk about, basically, selfishly. And then I got Name That Player. And then we're going to get into our fab and our free agent and our waiver wire moves. There's afternoon baseball today, so make sure you get your lineups locked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think it was a 2 o'clock game?
2:20.
2:20. So that means Jake won't be distracted.
Yeah, that won't be. It's the makeup game with the Cubs, and they're rocking because it's the makeup game of Jackie Robinson Day, so they're all wearing 42 both sides.
No, it's pretty. Even the rain delay, they do that. That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Yeah,
that's very cool. Before we get into this, so everyone who watches the show regularly, Chris, they know Jake,
right? Very popular.
Give us a little Chris Ventura background. From Brooklyn.
So I'm from Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, born and raised all my life, and I've been playing sports, especially baseball, all my life.
You were a closer.
I was a closer for Xavierian High School, which is actually a pretty prominent, baseball high school. They've had a lot of prospects.
Manhattan?
It's on Shore Road in Bay Ridge.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, nice area, too. And, I played all my life, and I pretty much played for them. I wanted to become, obviously, a Major League Baseball player, but that never worked out. Yeah, exactly. And I did well there, but then I ended up getting hurt, and now I just play for fun. But I obviously loved fantasy sports. I've been playing for, almost 20 years, I'd say.
You play baseball? You play softball?
Softball now.
Yeah?
I stopped baseball probably 2 years ago.
We should have gotten a team together. There was talk we were going to get a team together, and we didn't do that here for some reason. I don't know, man. Like, the guys downstairs, Florio and Frank, wanted to get a team.
Oh, they play
softball. Let's get a fantasy team.
Yeah.
You play in Central Park. It's pretty cool.
I know. No, I'm definitely be down for that.
Jake, you would have driven up for that.
I could have done that, but I'm too... I'll drive up for that, and I'll stop by... what's that place? Delmarva on the way?
Delmarva. Well, Jake, don't worry. There are many more minor league promotions coming up. Maybe we should just have Ben Hill on the show.
I got your first base on lock. I know you've been trying to get Brent Hill on the show. I saw your tweets.
By the way, speaking of Jake, we finished in our golf lineup that we put together on Thursday. 18,397th out of 19,607.
Yeah, so as you tried to put it on me after I told you the people to use.
I thought you wanted Phil Mickelson. Wasn't that your guy?
No, it's still who you made me go to. And I said if we're doing a tournament, I didn't want him. You didn't let me take the other ones because you wanted to get Greg in the chat room and all that type of stuff.
Ventura, you were downstairs for this. Do you remember Jake being like, we need Phil Mickelson on this team?
I don't remember that, but I do remember him saying specific
guys. All right, well, thanks for joining
us,
Chris.
No, he was bringing up specific guys. Oh, I like that guy, but I don't know. I don't think you could have made multiple teams as well, I guess. It wasn't just about that team.
Yeah,
right?
We just won $9 team is enough.
Yeah.
Look, I got my lineup. Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, and Cantlay all in it, and they're all with 90, 70, and 90 points. So there you go. I tried to tell you.
Did you win, Jake?
No, because I was in a free roll tournament where you had to finish only it was top 10.
Yeah. Oh, well.
There you go.
Before we get into the big seven, I did want to bring up Jake Arrieta because Jake and Venture have a running hatred for each other about this.
And Julio, yeah.
And we'll get to Teron after Arrieta, but I feel like Arrieta is the one that, like, you two are on like Twitter yelling at each other about.
Yeah, no, it's more about Teron.
And like Ryan McGarry getting involved. All right, let's start with Teron then.
He does get involved.
Chris, why don't you give us an update on Julio Teron?
On Teron or Arrieta?
Let's start with Teron then, because right. Jake seems more passionate about it. I like to follow Jake's passion.
We spent the whole flipping day last week. Enough with Teron. You were
but things happened. That was like 5 days ago.
No, it wasn't. Nothing's happened since. He hasn't pitched since.
That's not true.
Go back and watch.
Why do you think Jake is so deals want to talk about Teron? Did he have a good game?
He's doing so well.
Because yeah, there's nothing left to talk about. I can argue with the wall better.
Wait, Jake.
We're having the same conversation every damn time.
We did talk about Teron that whole day, but that was before his start against Tampa Bay where he went 6 innings, 7 Ks, no walks, 4 hits.
No, it wasn't. That was right after that.
Was it right after that?
So no, he must have been
pitching right. Yeah, I think it was before that.
No, it was right after that because it was Friday or Thursday.
Maybe you're right, but I think we didn't bring that up at all.
Well, right or wrong, you think he's good and Jake thinks he's not, right?
Well, I don't think it's not that I think he's good, like great or anything like that. I think that he has potential to be really good and consistent and be a quality arm for fantasy. You know, and in Major League Baseball, I mean, obviously he's a good starting pitcher.
Sure.
Because most of them, you know, can't even hang around very long.
What's his strike? Who is, because Julio Teron didn't get a lot of strikeouts, suddenly got a lot of strikeouts. What's his K per nine that you expect from Julio Teron? Like when the season's all wrapped up, what do you, like, I always had him pegged as like a 7.5 to 8.3.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's had some blips in there where he could go above 9.
Right. Like he's shown signs that he could be really, really good and give you like, you know, maybe 200 Ks in 205 innings or something like that. But the thing is, he's probably going to give you, let's say he does pitch 200 innings, 7,580 Ks, something like that. So I think that's pretty good. I think that's a solid pitcher. I'm not saying he's the SP1 or 2 or anything like that, but he's going to give you good numbers. The problem is, you know, there's been some years where he just absolutely gets tattooed in the past. So, you know, it's hard to trust a guy like that, but
that's what turns Jake off.
Right, right. I understand what turns him off. I mean, it kind of turns me off, too. I don't have him anywhere, really, but
wait, you make it really?
No, I don't
like,
have
you're like the Julio Teron, Jake Arrieta guy.
Well, no, I just had that one little argument Jake, with Jake at a time about Teron, and I just defended Teron at that time, but I'm not like a big Teron guy. I actually have Newcomb in all my leagues because of Jake.
Newcomb's pretty nasty. Yeah, oh, Jake, how about that? Friendship.
Friendship.
No?
You're still doing this?
What? Yeah, trying to get you two to be friends? Jake, all right, on a serious level then, let's talk, I mean, Teron seems to have evoked some emotions out of everybody here these last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Teron or Dylan Bundy, Jake?
Well, Teron, Dylan Bundy's trash.
Is Dylan Bundy trash?
He's,
I don't know if that's fair.
Yes, he is, because it is fair, because he's a worse version of Teron. You sit him in the start because he gets blown up for 7 runs, and then the next one he comes out and throws 7 innings and no runs. And that's the thing, is you try to play this matchup, and you get screwed. My whole point about Teron is you try to play matchups because he's a matchup pitcher. Mm-hmm. You either have to suffer through all of it like Francisco Liriano for the past 2 years, or you deal with what you have. And the fact is that's the problem, is that one outing they'll get shelled, next two outings or an outing they look terrific, and then they get shelled. And then if you're trying to play the matchups, there's no predictor. It's not like, hey, this guy's great in this situation. At least with Teron, we know he's great at home and terrible on the road, or vice versa some years.
Yeah, vice versa.
You'd rather have him than Dylan Bundy?
Well, right now, yeah. I mean, the thing about pitchers and baseball is, like, I feel like things change so rapidly. Like, all of a sudden, Bundy could go on a run, let's say, because his last start was great, obviously.
Bundy's
right?
A very talented top prospect.
That's the thing. The talent is enticing. The Ks. Everybody wants Ks, obviously, in fantasy. So he's enticing. And you don't really want to – you're not going to want to drop a guy like this, even though the 3 starts before that were absolutely awful. But this is a guy, like, you know, he could turn it around. He could all of a sudden give you 3 or 4 great starts in a row, and then you got to think, oh, okay, is this the guy we're getting?
Right.
Or is it the guy that had those 3 horrible starts? And that's the whole thing with fantasy baseball. It makes it great also, but it also makes it hard, is that you don't know which pitchers you're going to get at any given moment. At some point, you know, Verlander last year was terrible at one point, and then all of a sudden he was great with the Houston Astros. It's like, you know, when do you know these guys make a turnaround? Maybe they make an adjustment with their, you know, the mechanics or something
right,
like that.
Release point.
Right.
He was tipping pitches. He's got a new catcher.
Or you don't know who's hurt and pitching hurt.
Yep.
And then they look bad. So maybe you don't know if they're just, I don't know, something wrong with their mechanics, or are they actually really hurt? And then all of a sudden they go on the DL for 60 days, you know, out of nowhere.
Do you have mechanics issues and release point things? Did they even touch on that when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a huge thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mechanics are huge. I mean, like I used to have a problem with my finishing. Like I wouldn't actually finish all the way down and keep the ball low. I would throw the ball high a lot of times, especially when I got tired. And that's a big thing. I mean, people don't really look at that when you look at fantasy too much because you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the stats, but all these little things matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could you throw? Throw 90 something?
No, not even close. I probably topped out 80, 81.
What if you did steroids? Did you get 90?
If I did steroids, I mean,
we're talking like a 16, 17 year old, youngster. But
that's
maybe
not how steroids work.
Why? Jake, of course it is.
No, it's not. You don't just start popping steroids. You just start taking steroids, you're just going to get fat. People don't understand steroids.
Yeah,
steroids make you recover quicker. You still have to work out. If you just took them, you're not going to gain muscle. You would just gain fat.
Well, I would assume that you would, if you're going to, as Jake says, pop steroids, mm-hmm. which isn't how you take steroids, Jake.
yeah, you can take them orally. Thank you.
I would assume that if you're doing it to work out and to get stronger.
And get better, yeah.
Yeah, and get better.
Yeah, but you work out more.
Yeah, but I mean, right. But you don't just take it and be like, all right, everything, I'm going to throw 90 now.
No, but that's just when you say that, that's the assumption a lot of people have.
Is that right?
People like Bonds just started taking steroids and gained all this muscle.
Well, I hope people don't assume that you just take steroids and all of a sudden you're better.
Yeah, Bonds is doing HGH, too. He's going to be on steroids, so.
Yeah, I mean, and you eat like an animal.
Right.
On some steroids, depends on what it is, but you know, that floated around, of course, but I never did it.
Good for you, man.
Because I didn't know for sure if I was going to make the minors or anything like that. If I was in the minors,
yeah,
maybe.
Really? Really?
if someone told me, oh, everyone's taking steroids, think about it. If you're in the minors.
Yeah, but if you get tested, you're screwed. And you're like that dude who got caught.
As a minor leaguer, it's so hard to not do it. Like, everybody else is doing it and they're making the majors, let's say, you know, or they're getting close and they're getting recognized. Like, you're going to be like, oh, I'm the only one not doing this right now. Think about that pressure.
Or
you're still living the life in Corpus Christi, though. You know, I'm sure you're a minor celebrity. It's
No, there's not living the life. The minor leagues actually sucks. If you mm-hmm. knew that your only chance to ever make the majors and get $1 million, there's a lot of people that would make that decision.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I'm not going to judge people for doing that.
No. Right?
Yeah. Let's get into the Big Seven, then. You ready?
Big Seven.
First name, I don't know if anyone knows who this is. I saw it. I'm like, whoa, who? But Franmil Reyes has been called up, and it looks like he's going to get a ton of playing time, Jake. Let me just run down his bio so everyone has a second to look him up. 23 years old. He had 14 home runs and 127 at-bats in El Paso this season so far. Has a .346 average, a 1.188 OPS, 29 strikeouts, 20 walks. So he's not sacrificing he's not taking big swings. He's taking some good at-bats, too.
Right.
In his past, he had 25 home runs last year. He had 16 in 2016. He has seasons of 10 and 12 steals scattered throughout his minor leagues. Total in the minors, .268 batting average, .334 on-base percentage. His average has stayed pretty solid. It hasn't been like 1 year it was .231, 1 year it was .340. It's been like that .258 to .278 range.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, do you have anything in the background of Franmil Reyes that makes you be like, you should spend like $5 on him tonight?
No, so I'm actually doing a podcast with Fantasy Pros this afternoon with Bobby, and they sent me the list of names we're going to talk about, and he was on there. I did the same thing you did. I was like, I looked at it, I was like, who?
Yeah.
Like at least with Romero with the Brewers, I was like, okay, I know who that was. But I saw that one. I was like, I guess I got to look him up. And I looked him up. Here's the thing, because you mentioned all the numbers. The numbers are there. The talent is there. He's power. He's not going to give you any speed. But the problem is, where does he even play? I mean, there's still, you got Franchi Cordero. The problem was worrying about what playing time he was going to get. And then you had the injury to Will Myers, which helped things. You had the situation with Renfro and Margot. Both of them missed time. Renfro's still out. So you look at that situation. I just don't know where he's getting playing time. Well, I mean, they still need somebody else to get hurt for him to have consistent playing time.
Well, who's like the outfield right now? You got Margot, you got Franchi Cordero, and who's the third outfielder?
Perella.
Perella, you can move to the infield.
Yeah, Perella, you can move, right?
And that's what everybody keeps saying, but they're not doing it. So well,
maybe
I mean,
they're waiting for Franmil to show up.
No, because the whole point is, like, when you get Will Myers back, Will Myers is going to go to the outfield. Then you maybe move Perella into the infield. Like, the point is, there's nowhere
back
for him to go.
Will Myers,
you think he's never going to come back?
Will Myers, as a Will Myers owner, I don't think it's happening for a while.
You don't think so?
What does inside injury say?
We'll find out on Thursday. Right?
We're going to ask him about Will Myers. I'm about to look at the most recent update for him, see if we can find out over here.
Roster Resource, which I love going to because that guy lives and breathes roster moves. He's got Jose Perel at second base already.
Yeah.
Will Myers expected back by the end of the month. So
yeah,
there you go.
Expected. Oh, that's what inside injury is saying that.
Expected by the end of the month is the recovery time. Is that he actually is eligible to come off the 10-day DL already and was already only expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks. So 2 to 3 weeks would actually put him at this week, sometime this week. So if he's back by the end of the month, that's extra recovery time.
Right. But this guy, I think you maybe have to get him in somewhere. I mean, you look at last year's numbers, they were better than his numbers in A-plus in 2016.
Yeah, he went off.
He had the same amount of walks, same amount of at-bats, but it's a better league. It's the Double-A. Even though he hit 258 as opposed to 278, I love the walks. I love guys that could walk at an early age. Yeah. That's a great sign.
That's it.
That's a great sign.
You know,
I think that's important.
Jonathan Singleton did that. I used to love Jonathan Singleton, but he had all the issues, never really. But if you look, he would strike out a good amount, but he would also walk a good amount. You don't see that a lot. Like the power, lots of strikeouts and lots of walks.
Yeah, those are the guys you're looking for when you're looking for those power guys. Like you said, like guys like, what was his name? Well, Mark Trumbo.
Yeah.
Trumbo, he strikes out a lot, but doesn't walk a lot, doesn't hit a lot of doubles. All he did was hit a homer or strike out. You don't want that guy.
You're a points league guy. You play a lot of points leagues?
Yeah.
Because that's why I know you have doubles, walks. Like you got to pay attention to this
stuff. Those things I look at a lot.
It's kind of annoying. In roto leagues, you just take Trumbo. You're like, all right, I'll take the average hit, whatever.
Right. You're just looking for the homers, right?
Yeah.
Right. I like to look at everybody on a whole, and I see. I really look for the guys that have the plate discipline, the eye.
Something's going on in San Diego. Jake, if you know, like, Christian Villanueva, had, like, this crazy...
I got cold.
He did get cold, but I mean, like, coming up in the minors, and I don't think it's just a PCL thing, but a lot of these Padres minor leaguers, especially at AAA, are like, coming into their own and, like, having these crazy seasons that they've never come close to before.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going on there. I wonder who they're hitting. Let's check that out during the break.
I wonder if they're taking
steroids. Who's the El Paso hitting coach? What'd you say?
I said, I wonder if they're taking steroids.
I don't know. No.
I hope not.
They're not popping them. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Toronto closer situation, Mitch Moreland or Matt Adams conundrum, and a little bit of Name That Player. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. The closer's here. The beast is here. See you in a minute.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Network, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What's up, YouTube? Say hello to Chris Ventra.
What's up?
It's YouTube week. Venture week. It's Venture week. Get excited. And, of course, as always, the beast.
How was that?
It's the beast. Jake Seeley's with us. I'll give you guys a couple choices. I got some Name That Player. You two can go head-to-head. Gregory Sussmania popped his head in here a little while ago, and he said he was going to come back, and then he didn't. So I don't know where that stands.
Later, I think he meant.
So I can give you guys a head-to-head Name That Player segment, and then we can get into Mitch Moreland, Clippard versus Sungwan Oh, Matt Harvey, Jorge Soler, or we can get into that now and then do Name That Player later.
Whatever you'd like to do.
Well, Jake's got the temper, so we'll let him decide. Jake?
This is your show.
This is our show.
Yes.
This is the people's show. All right, let's do Name That Player. Okay, screw it. Let's do Name That Player. Coming up later on the show, Mitch Moreland versus Matt Adams. Right now, Name That Player.
Mm-hmm.
Jake versus Ventra.
Here we go.
The Beast versus the Closer. Jake, can we just trust you to not be looking things up? Is that okay? Don't cheat.
I don't even know where to look this up.
All right, name this. Well, name this player. I think that'd be a nice.
But yes, to answer your question, yes.
We'll talk about Bridgeside Sports in a little while too. That's a nice sticker you got there.
Oh,
that's
you.
Your site, right? That's your.
That's where I work. Yeah, Monday nights.
Use a teleprompter when you do those videos.
When I do my clips, my 1 minute clips. Yeah.
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 Nice.
I write them. Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Here we go. I'm 6'1", 229 pounds, and 29 years old. You want to be the first one to answer this question. If you answer incorrectly, the other person gets the next guess.
6'1".
I'm 6'1", 229, and 29 years old. I was born in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
The groundhog.
It is not the groundhog. This is a baseball player. I am a baseball player. I have a .233 career batting average over 8 years and 405 games.
Wow.
I've stolen four bases in my career. Oh, sorry, Jake. What were you saying?
Not a lot of games. Yeah.
I just said that's not a lot of games. That's all years. I said.
All right. So that's why we put that in there. You know, you got to draw these things out. Junior Detective Agency.
Mm-hmm.
I've stolen four bases in my career and have been caught stealing 7 times. Not a great base stealer. I'm on my second team. I am a one-time All-Star. Greg Sussman's in the house, by the way, with his mic. You should be doing this. I'm a one-time All-Star. In 2012, I was the number 12 overall prospect in baseball, according to Baseball America.
What?
No, what, nothing
eight
yet?
8 years?
Nothing yet? Hey, that's Greg fiddling with his microphone.
Is that 8 years of MLB play?
This is 8 years of Major League Baseball play. Oh, Greg's ready to talk now, Flora. You can unmute him.
I was told you're playing a game show.
We're playing Name That Player.
And if you're to play Name That Player, I think you needed a game show mic and a game show host.
Do you want me to hand this to you?
No.
We don't know if you're coming back. You pop. You're like, hey, guys, just came to say hi.
Well,
I'm coming back.
I'm here. I'm willing to play as a seasoned professional host. I'm here to play, but I only thought I should be playing with the correct microphone.
By the way, Greg Sussman called the smartest guy in his company this morning by Michelle Serpico.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I
appreciate
think.
That.
Well, that carries a lot of weight.
Greg, do you want me? I'll hand you the computer. You can read off the
quiz. No, I'm playing.
All right, okay.
Is this the first one of the day? What's going on?
This is the first one.
Okay.
At least Venture got my joke.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear the joke.
Oh, I heard
that
it.
That carries nothing. A lot of weight.
No.
I ignored it. For the listeners and for those watching, you reset, and for me as well. See if I can get
this. This is really not for the listeners and those watching. This is for Greg. I'm 6'1", 229 pounds, and 29 years old. I was born in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. I have a .233 career batting average over 8 years and 405 games. I've stolen four bases in my career and have been caught stealing 7 times. I'm on my second team. I'm a one-time All-Star, and in 2012, I was the number 12 overall prospect in baseball, according to Baseball America.
Okay.
In the minors, I had a .263 batting average with a .341 OPS. Minor league batting average, .263. I've had more than 400 at-bats once in my minor league career, and I've hit 25-plus home runs once in my minor league career.
Matt Adams?
Not Matt Adams. I am a catcher.
Oh.
The answer is Devin Mesoraca.
It is. What gave it away?
Nice.
Wait, he's on two teams.
And then you say catcher.
He's a catcher.
No, I thought it was Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
He's in the news right now. Devin Mesoraca.
He's hot right now.
The last clue was I share a first name with the actor from Eminem's Stand video and the cult classic Idle Hands, an American pornographic actress, a wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, and a shooting guard for the Phoenix Suns.
Right, great.
Devin. Okay. They're all Devin.
I gathered.
I looked up famous Devins because I couldn't come with, like, there's nothing off the top of my head.
Who's the actor Devin Booker? In the Stand video? Is it Dev Patel?
Devin Sawa.
All right.
Yeah. Who was in Idle Hands. Jake, let's start with you because you were kind of quiet throughout this Devin Mesoraca thing. Looks like he's starting.
No idea. Who the hell are you talking about? That's why. That's
Devin Mesoraca right? Is the catcher for the Mets.
No,
I was high on Devin Mesoraca when he first came around.
All right, go ahead. Steal Jake's thunder. You talk.
That's
about
what I was going to say.
No, that's it?
Yeah, that's
what. Well, what about now?
Now I'm not. No.
He's playing almost every day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He got hurt every time. Back. Like, every time I thought he was going to play, he got hurt. Like, I just gave up on him after a while. Didn't he, like, constantly get hurt when he first came up?
Yeah, he had hip. He had everything. But I think he tried to play through. Go ahead, Jake.
Every limb, I think, has been hurt at some point. And the broadcast is already talking about that the Mets are planning to use Plekke when he comes back, too. They still have hope for him. So we can hope all he wants. But unless he's going to mash right between now and Plekke coming back in about a week or two, I don't see where you're getting excited about him.
Greg, I kind of like the power. I think he was a number 12 prospect. He's been an All-Star. Greggy, if you got a guy who's always injured and you decide to split time with him, that's lessening the chance of injury and kind of heightening how much of his potential you can show off.
Listen, I think it's important to recognize the different types of leagues people play in, right? In a one-catcher league, I'm not worrying about Devin Mesoraca. In a two-catcher league, I think you have to. Like, we on the BFFs discussed dropping Carson Kelly for Devin Mesoraco this week. Given Mesoraco's hot, he's got the power. The talent's never been the question with Devin Mesoraco, as you kind of pointed out. Year after year, he's a breakout candidate with the Cincinnati Reds. Year after year, he gets hurt. And I understand that. And I understand people like you, Venture. Like, I'm in that camp also. Like, I drafted him, I was high on him, and he got hurt. And he did the same thing the year after, and he did the same thing the year after that. I get it. New situation, splitting time now, power is there. I like Devin Mesoraco.
Is there something to be said for how well the Mets pitchers have been lately since Mesoraco's been around, Venture? I mean, Steven Matz was great.
I don't think just yet.
No.
I think the Mets pitchers obviously all have talent, you know, so they could easily just be pitching well at the moment.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I take things with, like, big sample sizes. I try to see, you know, what's going to... So I'll wait on Devin Mesoraco and see what he does and see if he can stay healthy and all that. But in a two-catcher league, like, he's right. Like, in a two-catcher league, you got to grab a guy like that who's going to possibly play, you know, most of the game throughout the week, like 3 out of 4 games or something like that.
Yeah, but that's, like, the easy call to make, put him in a two-catcher league.
Right,
like, the
right.
tough one is, like, if my catcher's Yan Gomes and I waited on catcher, like, in football, you wait on quarterback.
Right, right, right.
Do you drop Yan Gomes for Devin Mesoraco?
I don't...
No!
Oh, Jake! Very passionate.
I don't think so, yeah.
Did you just not see what Gomes did the other day?
Well, I mean, just... So? That's recency bias.
Also the fact that he's going to play 70% of the starts, whereas Mesoraco is lucky to get 50 when Blueki comes back. As I said, like, I'm not against Mesoraco. You just have to understand the situation. The Mets still want to see what they have in Plawecki. And if they go forward and he starts to play regularly, you're gonna be in a tough spot.
Would you drop Kurt Suzuki for him?
Stop.
I think that's an easy yes. Right? Is that Jake? That's what you meant, right?
I thought he was gonna say no.
What?
You would drop Kurt Suzuki for Devin Mesoraco, right?
Are you joking?
Greg asked the question. Turn your ire onto him, please.
I'm pretty sure Greg was joking. That's why.
I was not joking.
Yeah, I don't. What, are we missing something?
Yeah, I'm missing something.
Kurt Suzuki's been amazing.
Yes.
No, Jake, you're the one who says. Jake is the one who says you're getting the guy in the middle of his hot streak, so you're going to lose the hot streak.
No. Kurt Suzuki's been good this entire season almost.
It's a hot streak.
Kurt Suzuki's a top 10 catcher. He's a top 10 catcher.
I understand that, but Tyler Flowers is back now, splitting time.
Tyler Flowers isn't going to get in. Dude, he's not knocking Kurt Suzuki out of the lineup at this point.
Who knew Jake had such a passionate Kurt Suzuki
Because Suzuki is in the – he is – this whole everybody wanted to hit more fly balls and drive the ball more, he is doing exactly that. If it was Eno just tweeted about him this morning and said if it was that simple for everybody to do it, everybody would do it. So if you could just figure it out. But he's one of the people that has figured it out.
Okay.
You know.
Who knew?
I mean, I don't know. I understand that, like, because he's hot and everything, but I don't know if I'd pick him. Like, I have John LaCroix, and Kurt Suzuki is out in the free agent pool.
Oh, dude, you should not own Jonathan LaCroix.
Well, I love LaCroix.
Well, I like LaCroix because he plays every day almost.
Dude, I'd much rather have Kurt Suzuki and Devin Mesoraco.
And he's batting 298.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I like LaCroix's past, his pedigree. He was a great hitter at one point.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Man. How's LaCroix, like, 31? He's not that old.
He's not that old.
Probably a little bit older. LaCroix is done.
No way.
Yeah, I would take Suzuki over LaCroix in a heartbeat. I own LaCroix.
Yeah, I would take Mesoraco over LaCroix too.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. No.
Jake just doesn't like.
You know Mesoraco. What I did? I picked up Jorge Alfaro, then dropped him again for LaCroix again. So I don't know what to do. And
I wouldn't ever. Alfaro stinks. He stinks as a hitter.
He doesn't play.
He's got a little bit
either.
Of pop. Yeah, but that's because he has no batting ability.
Yeah, well,
he's got pop, and that's it.
Well, catchers, I feel like I want the guy that's going to play the most. That's all I want.
But you want your counting stats.
But if they're playing and being terrible, they're hurting you when they're helping you.
Right. I understand that. The thing is, the rest of my offense is really, really stacked. So I don't really – like, I just want a guy that's going to get me a couple points here and there and stack them up throughout the week.
Right. To Ventura's point, though, Jonathan LaCroix is not like a 220 hitting catcher who's going to get you 25 home runs. Yeah. He's a batting average catcher who's going to throw in some power. Like, if he's 275 with 17 home runs by the end of the year, which I think is doable – and maybe like 55 to 60 runs and runs batted in, and 2 steals.
Exactly.
That's what I want. That's perfect.
In this day and age where catchers hit like 220, you know what I mean? So like he could hit 280. And right now I think he's hitting above 290.
Hitting 295 right now, but 0 home runs on the year for Jonathan LaCroix.
They'll come.
Can we get to a second player we're not going to know by all of the stats?
Oh, sorry, Jake.
We spent way too much time with these catchers.
Sorry, the beast. Look, we'll let the YouTube chat room decide that.
I've been helping the YouTube chat room. They've been talking about other things.
It's good to know Jake's paying attention.
Good.
Did it sound like I have missed anything you said? Nope.
It did. There was a little pause there for a little while. Name that player. Greg, you sure you don't want to do this? You got the microphone.
I'm ready to rock. I'm 1-0 here.
All right.
Very, very excited. Let's keep it going.
I am 6'1", 190 pounds. I'm 31 years old from Des Moines, Iowa.
31, you said?
31. I have played for 5 teams in my major league career. Here's where it gets... All right, so we got... So just laid down the groundwork of that, just in case
the
you
base,
know where people
yeah.
are. Yeah. I have a 4.07 ERA and 1.24 whip with a 6.7 career K per nine.
I have a guess. I don't know if it's right, but I have a guess. I'm just saying.
This season, I have a 2.28 ERA and 0.87 whip, although my FIP is 3. Jake, did you say you had a guess?
No, I said to Greg, he said, I have a guess. I said, you can go ahead and guess.
Well,
you don't have to wait for us.
I don't want to waste my guess.
Jake, feel free to have the YouTube chat. Wait a second. If the YouTube chat room's helping out Jake, then Jake is stealing answers from the YouTube chat room.
So they're not helping me out. They're asking about trades, and I'm helping them out with trades.
Well, why don't you help them out by reading the trades out loud? Have Ventura weigh in, and Greggy can weigh in.
Because I can take care of it myself. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
It's very selfish of you, Jake.
There you go.
I have a guess. I don't think it's right, my guess. I don't know why this name came to mind.
Go ahead.
Should I say it?
Yeah.
This is my only guess, though, right?
Do it. Come on.
Go for it.
Derek Holland.
Oh, it's not Derek Holland. But interesting guess.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, I was Baseball America's number 6 overall prospect. Also in 2011, Rookie of the Year. American League. No guesses yet.
I think I have an
idea. I don't know what the Rookie of the Year was.
Guesses or giggles?
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, giggles. That's all that you get. That's all you get.
Daybot is not Jaime Garcia. Shout out to the chat room.
Mm.
My nickname is the same as a character played by Ron Perlman.
Osmosis Jones?
No.
I don't know.
I share a first name with a Pearl Jam song.
The answer is Jeremy Hill.
Oh, sorry. Jake's got the guess. Jake's
you're
got the
out, throw. Greg. You're out.
I was going to say that before you said any of those other things.
Really?
When
well,
you
let's
said
make
31.
Sure Jake gets it right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go to Hellboy with the Helixon.
All right. Now he doubles back on the Ron Perlman one.
I just said, oh, the Ron Perlman, before Greg decided that he can get a second chance after he got his first one wrong.
It's Jeremy Helixon, one of the most added players in fantasy baseball right now. Jake, since you guessed correctly... You can give the first little bit of analysis on Jeremy Helixon, who, you know, somewhat underwhelming career numbers, but he's having a good year this year, and he's not a stranger to having good years.
Yeah, but he's also not a stranger to not staying healthy and not having a high strikeout total. So he's fine. He's definitely somebody I would want on my team, even in 12 teams, but I'm still going to play matchups with him.
Greg, if you played by the rules, you still would have lost, but you did have the guess before Jake, it seemed like. Are you a Jeremy Helixon fan? If we were still co-owning a team, would you force Jeremy Helixon like an $8 bid?
$8 of $1,000?
$8 of $100.
Oh. I don't know if I would spend $8 on him, to be totally honest with you. Listen, I get it. Jeremy Helixon love. He's doing what he's doing this year, playing for the Nationals. If you're chasing wins, I get it. Last week, at least one of the matchups were right. He's pitching really well right now. Is this something that you think ultimately is going to last? No. I mean, you read the FIP now. No, it wasn't exactly exciting.
Well, 3.
For sure, but it would run more than
what he has.
So, you know, listen, Helixon's pitching well. I don't think anyone can deny that. Do you want to count on Jeremy Helixon day in, day out, week in, week out? No.
Look, Greg talking to the camera like a pro.
Well, I'm a seasoned game show host.
He took his headphones off,
too. I took my headphones off. Because
how are you going to hear Jake?
These are extremely loud, and I don't want to go change it till the break. So...
We can lower them for you. They're hooked up over here, right?
I was going to go do it during the break. Right, okay. I'm a professional.
Helixon, I'm going to guess, is not
how
your type of pitcher.
How much sense does that make?
No.
He doesn't have no strikeouts. And
I liked him at that time. And I was going to say to you, when you said 4 ERA career, and then like he's doing 2-2 this year, I was like, Helixon. But then you said 31 years old, and I'm like, wait, he's already 31 years old?
Isn't that crazy?
How is he already 31 years old? Anyway, he is just not. He's so bland. I don't know. I wouldn't pick him up. I don't think at all. Like, he doesn't K people. I like guys that K people. I need to have guys that K people.
Is everyone picking him up because he's at Washington Nationals? Is that what, like,
I think
maybe
that's what
you
do with
luck
it, yeah.
their way in some wins? All right. I got one guy left. We got under a minute left. We'll hit this on the other side of the break. Then we'll get into Mitch Moreland versus Matt Adams. Score as it stands right now as we go into break is Susmania 1.
Jake
Seeley 1. Ventra? Zero. Maybe I'll slip you the name.
I'll take a half a point, Nando, if you want to get...
All right, we'll take it.
No. Like, it's tie, and I didn't bring a tiebreaker, so we'll see what we can do if anything nasty happens. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We got Mitch Moreland versus Matt Adams. We got Freddy Peralta as the most added player in CBS leagues. Jorge Soler, I just want to make a case that he's awesome and he should be owed a little more respect.
I have him on my team for the last 3 weeks.
In a good way,
starting him, yeah.
He's pretty amazing.
He's great.
If you look at his minor league numbers, things just add up, and he's a lot better than I think people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Harvey's debut with the Reds, I know it was a few days ago, but he's got another start coming up, I think, on Wednesday against San Francisco. I want to get into some of his numbers, some of his peripherals, some of his underlying stats. Let's get it going. Shout out to Fantasy Sports Network on TV, all of our friends up there. We'll take a quick break. For the closer, Chris Ventra. Give him a follow on Twitter at TheAnalyst15. For Susmania, who's still dripping in baby oil from a stunt on Carton and Friends this morning. And Jake Saley, I'm not on the field. We'll be right back with more Name That Player after this.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. FST, Chris Ventra. It's Ventra Week here. It's like Shark Week, but if the Sharks wore backwards Italy hats from the World Baseball Classic. And Jake Saley, the Beast, is in the house. And Greg Sussman, Sussmania, with a stick mic. Compliments of our CEO, Jeremy. That was really nice of him.
It's a game show. We have to be prepared and equipped properly.
Mm-hmm. It's nice of him to encourage that kind of stuff.
I agree.
Oh, and we got a special guest about to bust into the studio.
I saw.
Name that host. Come on in. Turn on the mic.
Welcome to the squad. Jane Martinez.
The spitting statistician.
There's no
Jane, come to my corner.
Dane, you walked in front of every camera except the one that's actually on.
This is what's called a true profession.
Yes, sir. That's how we do it. You know how we do it. What's up?
True professor. It's the host of the Roto Experts in the Morning program.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Roto Experts in the Morning, 7 to 9 a.m. My guy's the king, Scott Angle, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Make it happen.
Jake, also on this program, do you think he's more bearable on this program or yours?
I think he is probably more bearable on my show because it's earlier in the day, right? To get to the kind of refined air that Jake is on certain levels of his personality, you need to work up to that all day, right? So he's early with it. And he's got Scott to contend with on our show, too. So,
more importantly, Dane and I are co-owners of Blood Orange.
You are. Since we
Dane
last
put in
looked,
some marvelous fab bids for our
you
team
guys,
this
You guys
week.
Have dropped down by us in the standings.
Well, don't worry about that. There's so many, it's such a tight thing, though. Like
it's early in the season, so yeah. It's early.
Yeah. We actually got you got us Freddy Peralta.
I did.
At a discount,
You're
I thought.
Darn right I did. What was that? 13 strikeouts and 5 1/3?
Yes. Not bad.
Yeah, we'll take that. That plays.
One hit.
That plays.
We like him. Mm-hmm. That was one of the guys in the Big Seven. Do we like him? I mean, I know Dane likes him.
I like him. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah. I got him already, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, all right, Jake.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Jake, you a fan of Freddy Peralta? If I could take you away from the chat room for a second?
Tentatively, the fact is the whole assumption was Chase Anderson was fine. He's going to get sent right back down. But it's the Domingo Germán situation. Is you can't have a performance like that and then get sent back down. So if he comes out next time, gives up 6 earned runs in 5 innings like Germán, he might get sent back down.
Well, why don't they just send down Sutter?
Hold on, Dane's being shot. Dane, stick around, man. This is our show, man. Hang out. I don't know if any of those mics over there are actually plugged in and working.
You just couldn't hang out with me. My corner?
Yeah, go back to Greg's corner.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Special treat.
Welcome
Bonus
back.
Dane.
More Dane is more fun on this network.
Well, sorry, I cut we'll you guys see. Off. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, really he just asked why they don't just send down Sutter
He's
because
terrible.
We're not the Brewers, and the Brewers haven't made this. Look, the Brewers have been ignoring the rotation the entire year. So now we can't force their decision. And yeah. Also, he's still only 21.
Who,
so
Sutter?
Let's remember.
Peralta.
I mean, he's good. 10.6K per nine in the minor leagues.
Well, let's not overreact to one outing like we did with Domingo Germán.
Domingo, I will take everybody's Domingo Germán right now. Anyone who wants to drop Domingo Germán, I will take him. He had one bad outing, Jake. That's how you got to look at Domingo Germán.
And he had one good outing. He's had one of each. Let's chill out over one start.
I agree with you, Jake, but I looked at his minor league stats.
Oh, come on, Venture. We named a week after.
But I looked at his minor league stats.
He's Severino.
Look at
Domingo Germán is
look
Luis
at the
Severino.
Year, yeah, before, last year. And he had, like, he walked a lot of guys, though. He pitched, like, 120 innings, had, like, 60 walks. So, you know,
yeah,
that's a lot. But he had almost 170 Ks in 120 innings, which is ridiculous. And he had, I think, 77 hits in 120 innings, which is absolutely ridiculous as well, in Double A or something like that. So, I mean, obviously, that there's immense talent. The guy could K people. People are swinging and missing at his stuff.
And he probably needs more time. It's the one thing that translates for pitchers. You should know this. The one thing that translates for pitchers better to the majors than anything else is the walks.
Right.
It's usually like strikeouts don't carry over as much. Sometimes they decrease. The ERA, what always translates almost one for one is the walks, a lot of times going up. So it's not like he's all going to suddenly be like the most refined, controlled Greg Maddux pitcher out there. So if he needs more time, they're going to send him down. Being 21, I'm not saying you shouldn't like the talent or shouldn't like the kid. And Ventura is right about his minor league numbers, but he's also right about the walks. He's not perfect. He could need more seasoning. Now, there's seen a lot of these pitchers that come up and do this and they get set right back down. I mean, look at Lauer. And I'm not saying Lauer deserves to be on his page, but Lauer goes from six innings to three hits or something like that and no runs and had a great performance. And they get shelled the very next time up because he's young and he still has no control.
Mm-hmm. It's like Blake Snell when he was coming up. He was walking everybody. But yeah, he has to grow into that. And that's what these young, really good, talented K pitchers, a lot of them have to do. They have to grow into their selves, pretty much, and, you know, cut down the walks. But I think the Brewers, are they really going to have much to play for later in the season?
Brewers are a weird team. That kind
They're 24-17 now, I understand. But I don't know. They are a weird team. They could hit. I feel like the pitching isn't really that great, though. The starting pitching, you know what I mean?
That's why I got Freddy Peralta.
Exactly.
Come on, that's perfect.
This is the guy that's
got to
come up. You know, they
also have Junior Guerra was off to a little bit of a hot start.
That was a Dane-esque.
He's messy, though.
Falling down, a little hit or miss. But, you know, you got some guys over there.
Did you ever notice Nando believes all the bad ads on his partner?
Yeah. I have. I'm starting to realize
What are you talking about? I said we had some brilliant
decisions. Ask him who liked really big Lucas Giolito, though, going into the draft. Ask him which one of those was.
I think both of us liked him, if I remember that correctly. That was
my point. Yeah.
It was a team effort. Fine, I'll take Lucas Giolito on my back. I don't care. I like him. Yeah. Name that player. We got a new entrant. We got a new entrant for the last one.
He doesn't have a mic now, so.
Oh,
I'm
Dane.
Just kidding.
Sure.
Yeah, well, Dane.
What am I doing?
Where's the dinger?
We're playing Name That Player.
Yeah. No. And I'm the latest contestant?
We're all
nice eye, Ventra.
So currently, I have 1 point.
Here, Dane.
Jake has 1 point.
There's your bell.
Okay. Fair enough.
Co-manage bell. All right.
Okay, fine. You two can co-manage, but just don't say it in the microphone. By the way, Jake is soliciting answers in the chat room, so we're all at a disadvantage right now.
And Nando's telling Ventra the answer, so.
Take a look at that screen.
Here we go.
I'm 6'3", 205 pounds, and 26 years old.
You only get one guess, Dane, so you know.
Well, you get more than one guess if everyone else gets it wrong on the jump in.
I'm not
going to
use my guess yet.
So far this season, I'm sitting at a 5.05 ERA, a 1.34 whip, but I have an 11.0 K per nine.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it yet. I'm just letting you know that I have my guess.
Jake, why are you laughing?
With Derek Holland.
Because you always pick guys like this. I have a 5.0 something. Who the hell cares? Go ahead.
I'm going to reveal a little more as we go along. In my career, I have a 4.54 ERA with a 1.36 whip and 9.9 K per nine. And yet, I've been added in 7% of CBS leagues this week with 46% total ownership right now.
I like my guess.
All right, so who's got two starts?
In the minors. Unless, Jake, you wanted to let this roll out and this was your very long guess.
No. Go ahead. I have an idea, too, now.
I have a guess. I have to get it in before Jake.
I missed his current numbers.
In the minors, his current numbers, what were you doing while I was reading this stuff off? There are like three sentences so far.
I can't multitask. Yeah, I was in the chat room, actually.
In the minors, I had a 3.26 ERA, 1.12 whip, and a 10.6 K per nine. My fastball is averaging 95.1 miles per hour.
I'm just
going to
go with my guess, because there's somebody that the BFFs wanted this week, and we didn't get him, but we were upset. It was a player that I've been high on like all year, and I've talked about him a lot. I have no idea if it's right.
Someone should swoop in and guess while Greg's doing
his
exposition.
I just know that he strikes out a ton of people, and it's Vinny Velasquez.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who to give it to.
Are you kidding me?
Who to give it to?
You can't just jump in.
You did like the whole villain, let me explain why I'm killing you thing.
Yep. You gave up your whole plan, so I just jumped in.
It's like I buzzed in. You can't just buzz in or someone else's buzz in.
How does the answering work in this game?
I'll play by Nando's.
Say the name.
Like everything else on the network, whoever shouts it louder gets it in.
Right.
Yep. Well, Jake got it first. Technically, Jake said Vince Velasquez first.
I was giving my speech.
There's no speeches.
Yeah. And just like every super villain, you got stopped before you could finish it.
Jake's got a very good point. Dane. Dane, what do you think?
I like. I think it's Vinny Velasquez, also former member of Blood Orange.
Well, no, that's right. But who wins?
No, I can't hear. I don't have.
Well, Jake snuck it in as Greg was monologuing.
The answer. I think if like that entire thing was Greg's answer, all and right. that started first. I'm sorry, Jake. You know I love you. I hope your dentist appointment goes okay tomorrow. But I got Greg.
I think it's Wednesday.
Who said the name? No, it is tomorrow.
Oh, well, both of you said the name technically, but Jake did sneak in with the name first. But
give me another one.
I'm gonna stick with Dane because Dane is
give me an
Jake's
listen,
co-host.
I don't want to win that way. Give me another one.
Well, I don't have any more prepared, well, so
you're find one.
It's only supposed to be a three-player because we had all these other guys to talk about. We're never getting to Mitch Moreland. I think Dane's leaving for real now because we put him in between his two friends.
Well, Moreland's better anyway, so we don't get to have that conversation.
I think we have to have a Vinny Velasquez conversation. He's awesome.
All right.
Oh, no, he's talking
I
about Matt
talking about the Moreland.
At 2 o'clock live on BFFs, they're going to talk Vince Velasquez.
I love Vince Velasquez as well. I was on him early.
I said... If anyone would listen to my shows, I wanted to draft Vinny Velasquez everywhere because I thought his stuff translates, obviously. You read all the strikeout numbers there, Nando. He strikes out double-digit guys per nine almost every year of his career. I know it's like nine or whatever, but we know he can strike stuff out. It's control and it's health. And that's why a lot of people think he should go to the bullpen. But when he can just last in games and he can just survive that control, he's a very, very useful fantasy star.
Greg, give some love to digital. We got to get off the video digital side.
Everybody, thank you so much for watching FST on digital, YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, wherever you're watching us. We truly appreciate it. Coming up next on our digital properties, it's the Fantasy BFFs. If you're watching live on television, we'll still be here. You're listening live on the radio, we'll still be here. You're listening to the podcast, we're not going anywhere. Stick around.
Well done.
You want to shout out Sean and Reed?
Oh, I definitely want to shout out Sean.
Yeah, go ahead.
Big ups to my good friends Sean McCormick and Andrew Reed for all of their hard work that goes into the production. All the producers at home. Remember, Match Game's up next.
See, well, he does that. Someone comes in with a real answer. And it says Drew Livingston.
All right. He doesn't have two stars, by the way.
So why are people picking up Vince Velasquez in such numbers? I mean, if everything sucks, Jake, and you were making fun of me for these numbers. Go ahead, Ventura was pointing.
I was going to say, last year, if you remember, before the season, everybody was like hyped about Vince Velasquez. Oh, Vince Velasquez is one of the biggest guys coming up. You know, he was just as hyped as like a Blake Snell almost. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People were on him heavy. I remember him getting drifted really high in all my leagues. But then this year, it's like kind of like he just disappeared. Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted to talk about him. So he was like a sleeper. He was the perfect indication of a sleeper, post-type sleeper, whatever you want to call him. But I think, you know, this is a guy that obviously the K's, in my type of league especially, is going to give you a lot of points, especially in two-star weeks. I think he's a great guy to have on your roster, 12 teams.
Is that worth the ERA, the hit you're going to take with the ERA and the whip?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he could balance something like that out. He's still really young. How old is he, Greg? 23, 24?
I think he's like 26, 27. Yeah.
Is he that old?
I think so. I think he's been around longer than you realize.
What year do you think this is?
25.
You mentioned the Jeremy Hellickson thing.
Yeah, he
2004.
Jake, he was the... Nope. Jake, he was one of the main pieces, if not the main piece of the Ken Giles trade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be 26 in June.
Yeah. So
the fact is, to answer your question, Nando, it's because he only gave up one run the start before the last, and then he just struck out 12. So that's why everybody's picking him up.
All right. But I mean, 7%, that's a pretty big swing for a guy with a 5.05 ERA this season.
12 strikeouts in six innings is a pretty big swing for any pitcher. So that's why.
Would you rather have Domingo Germán or Vincent Velasquez, Jake?
Velasquez.
Yeah.
Is that an easy one?
I think it's Velasquez.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might want Domingo Germán.
Not a surprise.
I think he's a little more stable. I think Velasquez, you can't rely on this guy, man. He's up, he's down, he's all over the place.
But you know the strikeouts will be there.
Domingo Herman's going to get you strikeouts, too.
Not as many.
But, I mean, Domingo Germán can flirt with a nine.
Nice last start by him.
Jake, I mean, you're just going to... Such recency bias from Jake Seeley.
Are you saying right now or, like, for
saying
the rest
right
of
now.
The year?
If you put those two in front of me, I would take Domingo Germán and I would want him on my staff.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, I like Velasquez because, like, I feel like he could finish the year and pitch a whole season's worth of numbers for you. Whereas Germán, you don't know what he's going to do. He might get capped or sent down. Or
you could also pick the matchups with Velasquez. If you look at who he's struggled against, it's been tough offenses like Arizona and Atlanta. So at least you could play matchups with him. With Germán, he just got shelled by Oakland.
All right, how about this one? Matt Harvey or Vincent Velasquez? Greggy.
Seriously?
Alaska.
I always like
I'm being serious. Matt Harvey's fastball's back up to 94.6. Highest of the year
for
him.
Oh, my God. You talk about recency bias.
Talk about trust.
One start for four innings for the Reds. Come on, Nando.
All right, Jake, let's just rewind this for a second. You scoffed when I was bringing up a guy with a 5.04 ERA, and now all of a sudden you love him. He's your favorite guy in the major leagues.
No, I laughed because he was a I knew it was going to be a Nando person. That's all. It's just because it's like not. The numbers aren't everything. All right, okay, so he's not. All right, so fine, whatever.
Zach Wheeler or Vincent Velasquez? How about that one?
Velasquez.
Vinny Velasquez.
Or how about Steven Matz or Vincent Velasquez?
So now you're close.
I'd rather.
Now you're close.
This is how we. This is how we do it.
You slowly gravitate.
I'd rather have Wheeler versus Matz.
Would you have Wheeler over Matz? That's right. Interesting.
But then Matz or Velasquez?
I'm still taking Velasquez over both of them. I've just meant for the fact that they both said Matz was closer.
I like Matz more than Wheeler.
I would take Wheeler because at least Wheeler's getting more strikeouts. Matt's getting hurt, and they both only last 5 or 6 innings at a time. At least with Wheeler, you're getting strikeouts.
Mm. I mean, I like Matt's I like his prospects better.
I like Matt's too.
Yeah. Than Wheeler, because Wheeler's like...
No, everybody's hung up in that one game, and he hit the ball, and his grandpa got all excited. That's look at Matt's numbers and tell me again if you really like
him. I don't like either
the
of them.
The numbers are awesome in the minor leagues.
I don't like either of them right now.
No, you know what I mean? Who cares about the minor leagues? It's been 6 years.
No, it hasn't. Matt's has had...
Matt's is a little younger and newer.
You're right. Matt's... You saying that means he's probably 40.
Yeah.
But he's 26.
I'm a couple years behind.
Matt's is 26.
Yeah.
He's played in, I guess he's pitched 267 and a third innings, which is just a little over one major league season.
2015.
Just over one major league season. You can't look at it like that. He's been hurt. He's missed some time.
Exactly. Yeah. And he still walks a ton of people, and he still gives up a ton of home runs.
They're both very similar. They both get constantly getting hurt. Both got high prospects. It's just that Matz is younger.
Steven Matz in the minors had a 2.40 ERA. Over 397 and two-thirds innings. With a 1.14 whip and a 9.3 K per nine.
Where's he pitching?
I think that's a better representation of the pitcher he is than...
Oh, really? Then let's talk about Zach Wheeler's minor league numbers. Why don't you pull his up, too?
they weren't as impressive as Matz's. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Really?
If you go back and look at Zach, I bet you Zach Wheeler had a 3-point-something and a pretty high whip for minor leagues.
So what were they?
Jake, give me a second, man. We got baseball reference only moves so quickly. Hide MLB, hide partial rows. Zach Wheeler in the minors, 3.53 ERA, 1.27 whip, 9.6 K per nine. So a full run higher than Steven Matz and a marked uptick in whip. He's almost got a 1.3 whip.
Almost got a 1.3 whip.
Jake, just apologize for trying to make us look silly here.
What are the strikeouts? And what are the compare the strikeouts again? Because that's my point. And what are they doing in the majors? Because it's not the minors anymore. It's the majors.
Minors is, look, we talked about sample size before.
How many quad A players exist in baseball?
Jake, it sounds like you're making straw man arguments now because we schooled you on Zach Wheeler's minor league stats.
Yeah, his numbers aren't as good.
If we want to pick and choose for our arguments like we always do on this damn show, then go ahead.
I'm not picking and choosing. I'm talking about an indicator of performance.
Yeah, you are. I'm talking about his major leagues. You keep saying, look at his minors. Look at his minors. What has he done in the major leagues?
He's been hurt, and he's pitched through pain, and he's the most poorly managed team in
terrible.
The world.
And he's been terrible.
Because he's been hurt. But if you look at the large sample size of the minor leagues, you can see what he's capable of.
Right.
All right. Well, I want to play it a
little bit. Got my back.
Trade you every single minor league player who is good who sucks now in the majors.
Okay, how about this? If you didn't take 2017 when Matz was hurt, and I know we hate saying take this out of the equation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, guess I'll have to wait till tomorrow. If you take 2015, 2016, 2018, his major league ERA is better than Wheeler's minor league ERA.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, hurry
up. The other thing is, the deciding factor, Matz is a lefty and got a lot more stuff. Wheeler was like a throw hard type of guy. Let's see what he could do, blow past you.
There you go.
I'd rather trust the other guy.
Let's take that, Jake. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. BFFs is next.
Goodbye.